Chapter 53. Back into the same one. There was something important about this one. He had to find the right time. He had no idea what he was doing, but he had to learn. Tap, 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 tap. Gunner.
Captain Birchwood is a bit crabbed this morning. That might have had something to do with us killing two of his men and presently attempting to make off with his fine galley, his excellent rowers, his rich cargo, and his miserable self. Captain Gunner is going to ask you one more time, Captain Birstwart, I say. I need that chain key. I scowl. I suppose that wasn't a question, was it? But that was.
The captain and his brother and two officers are seated, hands tied behind their backs, on the gunwale. And on this galley, it is a gunwale. Their two cannons are propped up on it. It was only 20 years ago that all ships were thus, before some genius had the idea to make gun ports. In a mere 2 decades, the idea spread all around the Cerulean Sea, but maybe not beyond it. Guns braced on the gunwale are less accurate left to right, and of course they can't shoot low. Ships have to stay far out, because if they get closer, they'll just be blowing away each other's rigging. When fighting oar-driven galleys, that isn't the best way to cripple a ship. The captain looks furious. His brother, grey, despite his naturally ruddy complexion. The two sailors with them, terrified. They're Angari folk, from beyond the ever-dark gates. Big, burly men, with their blonde hair long and braided. Matrilineal, sons of disappointment. Odd barbarian customs and strange cloying drink made with honey, but great sailors, worthy of respect for being able to shoot through the ever-dark gates. It is one thing that Captain Gunner hasn't done. Yet. Where is the chain key? I ask, real nice-like, a finger's breadth from his face. The key is for the galley slaves' chains, below decks. Not to free them or some such silliness, but because the oars are locked in place. It isn't common, or I would have prepared for it. Of course, it is just a chain. We can get through it. We have tools. We have powder. I can make a perfect charge in probably 3 minutes, and most likely not even set fire to the boat or kill anyone. But a key's faster. And the majority of Birchwood's men are coming back to the galley right now from shore leave in the city of Rue, their rowboat ambling over the waves, men hungover and sloppy, not 500 paces out. There isn't even a swivel gun on deck to take care of them. We've only found 2 muskets so far, old matchlocks that I don't want to trust my life to. If his men make it to the galley, they'll likely kill us all. Nice galley, I say. Triple sweeps. Faster, but more likely to get the oars crossed, eh?
10th fastest in the Blue God's fleet, which means it's the fastest fucking galley in Ceres' piss paddle by a long tom's shot, he says. Best oar boys in the world. Didn't foul the sweeps once. Not even coming through the gates themselves.
I've noticed his galley slaves aren't the usual skinny lot that stupider galley captains keep. You let your rowers waste away to nothing and they get weak, and you get a slow boat. Birchwood is smarter than that. His slaves are thick-muscled men, clean, no diseases, and big. Expensive to keep slaves in that good of shape, but worth it. Worth it double for a pirate, especially if they're well-trained. I'm taking a richer prize than I'd realized, if I can get away with it.
Chain key, I say. Real polite.
He says nothing. Brave man, balancing precariously on the gunwale. I can admire that.
Rinky, sinky, dinky, or dough, I ask.
Rinky what?
Apparently he's not familiar with the game.
Rinky tis.
I kick the first man in the chest. He flies overboard, lands with a yell and a splash. It isn't easy to swim with your hands tied behind your back, but it can be done. For a while. But not by Rinky. He panics, thrashes, sinkies.
Give me a number, Captain.
What?
A sudden look of fear.
Ceres's tits, Gillen, the brother says. Pick a fucking number.
Rinky, sinky, dinky, do.
I pull out my pistol and point at each man in turn as I sing-song the words. Once was a pirate by the name of Slow. Picked a sinner as a winner and here's the way t'would go.
3,
the captain said.
1.
I stick the barrel of my pistol against the captain's forehead, cock it, watch him shiver, go blank, grit his teeth in defiance an instant later.
2.
I release the hammer and bring up my knife with the other hand to the brother's throat. I draw the knife up to his chin through his thick, braided blonde beard. His eyes are squeezed tight shut.
3.
I pull the dagger back.
And this is the way it shall be.
No, 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 the third man yells.
I poke him hard in the forehead with one bony finger, instead of stabbing him. He tries to keep his balance, but I keep pushing. He tumbles off into the water.
"Captain, we ain't got much time," one of my men tells me.
I look at him. "This is me hurrying," I say. He swallows and shuts up.
"Give me a number, Captain," I say.
I aim the pistol at him first. Odd numbers will land at the captain, evens at his brother. Easy to figure if you're figuring straight.
"That man had a family. He survived the..."
I start. Rinky, sinky, dink... Ah, fuck it. I shoot his brother in the knee. A lead ball the size of your thumb hitting a kneecap and squishing will basically tear your leg off. I have to grab the brother to keep him from tumbling off the gunwale. I say, "I'm tired of this game. Last chance or I kill you both and fight." I like fighting. "Tell me, and you live."
"In my cabin, above the doorframe,"
the captain says. Worst hiding spot ever. If I had more men, I'd shoot one of them for missing it. My first mate is already running for it.
He emerges a second later and heads below decks with a couple of others.
They're following the plan. Should make a good crew. It'll take perhaps half a minute. We'll make it.
"You're going to kill us now, aren't you?"
the captain says bitterly. His brother is barely conscious. I've heaved them both back onto the deck.
"Told you I wouldn't," I say. "And I'm the son of a whore and an apostate Luxiate. My word is my bond."
I grin crazily at him. He goes white. I tie a narrow rope tight around his brother's leg to stop the bleeding.
"You want your brother to live a cripple or die?"
I ask. He swallows.
"Live."
I take the captain's sword. Old Angari thing, it's fat down at the point, sweeping broadly so there's no way you could put it in a scabbard. But I've used more awkward things to kill a man. I slash the blade into the brother's leg, just above the knee and below the tide rope. I'm wary, but I'm strong and I know how to put a lot of speed into a blade. It lops the limb clean off. Not clean, it still bleeds, of course. Tourniquet only does so much good. The man screams and kicks. The captain looks like he's about to vomit. I toss the blade aside, check the progress of the rowboats. The men in those boats realize something is wrong. They heard my pistol shot and now they're rowing with purpose. It'll be a near thing. I roll one leg over and pour black powder on his bleeding stump. He's whimpering, thrashing weakly. It takes 3 tries before I can get a spark to catch. Then it flares, filling the air with smoke and the smell of frying pork, cauterizing the stump. Odd how appetizing cooking man smells. One leg passes out. The captain is looking at me like he doesn't know what the hell I am.
"Lash 'em to barrels," I order those of my men who are just standing about. "Empty barrels, you morons."
They do, just as 50 oars on each side rattle out. Triple sweeps, puts more oars in the water, gives you more speed. I jump on the tiller. No wheel on this boat, sadly, just a straight tiller. Raiders can't be choosers, I guess. Captain Birchwood is staring at me still, shaking and shivering, but now with fury.
"The old gods are being reborn," he says. "All of this is dying, pirate. The ever-dark gates will open and we'll descend on you like the raptors of Kazakh Dune. We won't be exiled forever, thief. The white mists will part for us. Our time is..."
I punch him across the face. Motion to my men.
"Mott is being reborn even now, pirate," he shouts, bleeding. "Can't you feel it? We're here to announce his coming. Your days are over."
Mott, the blue god. I've got my hands full with one blue goddess already. My men throw the captain and his brother over the side. They land with a huge splash and bob to the surface by the buoyancy of the barrels, but then roll underneath the water by them. Have to fight to breathe, as do we all, every day. The Angari men in the rowboats are shouting now. The galley's oars dip and sweep slow.
"That's your captain and your brother," I shout. "Save 'em or let 'em drown, it's all the same to me."
Giving the men in the rowboat the choice of rescuing their captain or coming after us divides their attention. Gives us another few seconds. I see a couple of muskets come up. I duck. The rattle of muskets. Ceres, I love the sound. A few men even blow chunks out of the wood. Excellent shots. Wish I could have them on my crew. The first rowboat has gone after the captain. The second is coming after us.
"Druce! Tiller!"
I order. He takes it and I leap up onto the gunwale and salute the men rowing after us.
"Good day, boys!" I shout to the rowers. "You've just been bested by Captain Gunner. Ain't no shame in losing to the best. You'll tell your grandbabies about this day. And you'll live to do so, so turn back now, because I'm Captain Gunner, slayer of sharks and sea demons, and I'll add you to the tally if you want." I've made a makeshift grenader, but I'd rather not use it. The fuse is a rag with a bit of black powder rubbed into it. The grenado's a flagon full of black powder with a piece of wood shoved hard into the top. It'll just as likely blow up in my hand or not blow up at all. I need me a drafter. Magic makes me nervous as a virgin pillow girl. But sometimes even Gunner don't know what he wants. Sometimes you oil your bung, sometimes you oil your bunghole. The men in the boat start cursing me. They've already fired their muskets, but a couple leave off rowing to charge their muskets. Good. Less men rowing means less speed. I laugh at them, and another leaves off rowing. They're cursing at each other, screaming to row more, swearing they'll kill me. The galley slaves sweep their big oars again and again. It's enough. We pick up speed. I remove my hat with a flourish and a bow as the galley leaves its original owners behind. A few seconds later, I hear a couple of gunshots. Love that musket music. I've already turned to my men. Take an inventory, I order. Captain Gunner wants to take another ship within the week. I need to know if I'll have black powder for the job, or if I'll have to do it with my giant personality alone. And what the hell do these barbarians drink? Mead? Break out the mead. A measure for everyone, and two more tonight if you keep me chippy.